Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, welcome to the brand new episode of the Voice of Mongolia in English. Today we will have the news first as usual, and after the musical break, we will present the brand new episode of the new series, Medicinal Plants in Mongolia. Stay tuned. Here is the news. President of Mongolia receives executives of Council of Mongolians abroad. On September 10th, President of Mongolia, Khursukh, received General Secretary of the Council of Mongolians abroad and Chairman of the Sports Development Committee of the Council. President expressed his gratitude to the staff of the Council of Mongolians abroad, participating in state affairs to a certain extent for protecting the interests of Mongolians living and working abroad and disseminating their history, culture, and customs. He informed that it's possible to provide policy support the education of nomadic culture project aimed at introducing mother language, life, history, and culture of Mongolia to the children as well as the other programs for Mongolians living abroad and give instructions to the government if necessary. Consultation meeting on intensifying economic recovery amid pandemic starts. On 13 September, consultative meeting between the government, the private sector, and investors on intensifying economic recovery amid the pandemic initiated by the President of Mongolia has started in the State House. At the beginning of the meeting, President of Mongolia, Khursukh, highlighted that the vaccination remains the only way to prevent coronavirus infections, while underlining that the cooperation between public and private sector is becoming more important than ever in overcoming the pandemic with minimum damage. President also emphasized the necessity of further increasing citizens' income, restricting the increase in commodity prices, restoring export, and intensifying the construction projects and programs. Furthermore, President stated that government should take measures of supporting wealth creators, entrepreneurs, and investors aside from protecting them from possible risk. Regarding the matter, we will listen how state policies are affecting businesses and investors and determine solutions on how we can work together in the future. Prime Minister presents new revival policy of economy during the pandemic. On September 13th, during the meeting Intensifying Economic Recovery Amid the Pandemic, Prime Minister Oyuretin made a presentation and new revival policy to stimulate economy in a pandemic era. At the beginning of his presentation, the Prime Minister briefed on the current international situation of the COVID-19 pandemic, the global transport and logistic crisis and delays, and stressed the importance to protect and support the economy along with protecting health during the pandemic. A new revival policy to stimulate economy in a pandemic era aims at ensuring political and macroeconomic stability, accelerating public-private partnerships, creating a favorable business environment, improving the environment for foreign and domestic investment, as well as implementing fiscal reforms. Moreover, the Prime Minister introduced Ibata fiscal reform. Within this frame, a reform towards increasing the efficiency, transparency, accountability, and benefits of state-owned companies will be carried out. The civil service structure will be reformed and salaries and social securities of civil servants will be improved through authorizing health, education, arts and culture, and scientific organizations to spend total funding based on results, performance, and quality. Chair of Mongolia-Canada Parliamentary Group visiting Canada. Parliament member Mr. Danden Nim is working in Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, and Regina cities to meet with Canadian Parliament members and executive branch officials. In Ottawa, he had a meeting with member of the Parliament and chair of the Canada-Mongolia Friendship Group. During the meeting, Seitz stressed the importance of relations and cooperation between the two countries' legislative bodies, including the parliamentary friendship groups, as well as mutual trust and support. Parliament member also met with the president and chief executive officer of the Export Development Canada. During the meeting, Parliament member highlighted foreign investment policies of Mongolia and post-pandemic economic cooperation between Mongolia and Canada, including potential ways to cooperate in increasing investment, cooperation in agriculture, and new technologies. Furthermore, two sides exchanged views on increasing bilateral trade turnover, improving trade legal environment, capacity building, corporate governance, financial services, as well as sharing the Canadian experience in public procurement. Mr. Danden Nim is visiting Regina City to meet with Minister of Education and the Minister of Agriculture. The importance of this visit is that it follows up the 9th Mongolia-Canada Roundtable meeting held in May 2021, which agreed on the roadmap for comprehensive partnership. Citizens aged over 18 begin to be vaccinated with third dose of vaccine. In order to increase the level of immunization against coronavirus infections, citizens aged over 18 are being offered at a third dose of COVID-19 vaccine from September 13th. According to the order of the Minister of Health, it's required that the citizens who had the second can give their third dose after 3 months since their second dose. Eligible citizens will be vaccinated with a booster shot by selecting either Pfizer's Comirnaty vaccine or Corvi vaccine developed by Sinopharm. Citizens can receive their third jabs at vaccination points in districts. That's all for the today's news, and after the musical break, we will be back with talk on medicinal plants in Mongolia. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Voice of Mongolia in English. We are starting a new series named Medicinal Plants in Mongolia. Traditional medicine has always played a major role in Mongolia. Through the series, we will present the medicinal plants that used most commonly in Mongolia. In this edition, we are going to introduce Atin Tulikch Us or Asiatic Yarrow, Qotl Us or Sweet Flag, and Huk Odwal or Siberian Columbine. So stay tuned. The first medicinal plant we are going to introduce is Atin Tulikch Us or Asiatic Yarrow. Found on the grasslands and mountain slopes in northern China, Mongolia, and Siberia. Asiatic yarrow has been used for centuries in traditional medicine used to treat intestinal and stomach inflammation, fever, ulcers, wounds, and rheumatism. It grows up to 60 to 90 centimeters tall and 30 to 45 centimeters wide with strong branches packed with 20 to 25 creamy white flowers. It flowers from June to September. The flowers are white or pale lilac in color and petals are flattened. Another popular name is nosebleed from its ability to stop bleeding of the nose, though another reason given for this name is that the leaf, being rolled up and applied to the nostrils, causes a bleeding from the nose, which will thus give leaf a headache. Some people even chew the fresh leaves to relieve toothache. Also, yarrow is applied to the skin to stop bleeding from wounds and as a sitting bed for the painful lower pelvic cramp-like conditions in women. Yarrow tea is a good treatment for severe colds, being most useful in the beginning of fevers. The mixture is made with 30 grams of dried herb to 10 liters of boiling water. You can drink warm in a wine glassful doses. The taste is bitter and hot, and the influence is strong and quick. It may be sweetened with a sugar, honey, or cane sugar. You can also add a little cayenne pepper. It opens in the pores freely and purifies the blood and is recommended in the early stage of children's colds and in measles and other eruptive diseases. A decoction of the whole plant is often used for bleeding and is good for kidney disorders. It also famous for being preventative of baldness if the head be washed with it. Yarrow is generally considered safe to use medicinally, but possible side effects may include such as tiredness, increased urination, and skin irritation when used topically. Yarrow is not recommended for use during pregnancy or breastfeeding. When taken orally, yarrow is believed to be able to stimulate the woman's menstrual cycle. That means it could put you at a risk for miscarriage if you take it while you're pregnant. Also, yarrow could slow blood clotting. It's recommended that you should stop taking yarrow at least 2 weeks before a scheduled surgery. Same to people with known bleeding disorders should avoid the use of yarrow without first speaking up to a doctor, as it could increase the risk of bleeding. Another most commonly used medicinal plant is Qotl Us or Sweet Flag. Sweet Flag is a semi-aquatic plant. It's seen to grow near water bodies like streams and rivers. These plants have narrow long leaves that can grow to the length of 60 to 120 centimeters. The flowers of sweet flags are whitish in color and small. The leaves and root of this plant emit a beautiful aroma, and the stronger the aroma, better the quality of the plant. The fruits have lots of seeds and are soft. Sweet flag has a very long history of medicinal use in many herbal traditions. It's widely employed in modern herbal medicine as an aromatic and mild tonic. In Indian Ayurveda, it's highly valued as a booster for the brain and nervous system and as a remedy for digestive disorders. It's used internally in the treatment of digestive complaints, bronchitis, and sinus infections. It's said to have wonderfully tonic powers of stimulating and normalizing the appetite. In small doses, it reduces stomach acidity, whilst larger doses increase stomach secretions, therefore recommended in the treatment of eating disorders. However, if the dose is too large, it will cause nausea and vomiting. This plant works very well to soothe a bad cold. It treats cough and sore throat. Sucking on a small piece of sweet flag provides relief from these conditions. Children who have speech delay can also benefit from this wonder herb as it helps them to speak and communicate from the proper age. Sweet flag also known to calm nerves and helps and improves a person's memory. Being similar to a nerve tonic, it helps a person to relax and rid oneself of stress and depression. Mashed sweet flag root soaked in boiling hot water has also been seen to help people who suffer from cramp and can be used as a support system for such conditions. Taking a sweet flag during pregnancy should be strictly avoided. The contracting effect of this herb on the uterus could risk the life of the child and the mother during the pregnancy. Also, it can affect the central nervous system. It might cause too much sleepiness if combined with medications used during and after surgery. A sweet flag might lower blood pressure and heart rate. In theory, large amounts of sweet flag might worsen heart problems and make blood pressure become too low in people with low blood pressure. Last medicinal plant that we are going to introduce in this episode is Hukodvol or Siberian columbine. Siberian columbine has deep blue flowers with touch of white in the middle. Stem is 25 to 17 cm tall, shiny, less branched near the flower head. Flowers are blue, 5 cm in diameter, sepals are 2 to 3 cm long and 1 to 2 cm wide. The 5 flower petals have a broad tube in front and a long spores in back that resembles the claws of an eagle. There are also 5 flower parts resembling sepals that may be the same or different colors from the petals. Flowers may be upright or nodding and are quite attractive to hummingbirds. They provide nectar and pollen for various types of bees. There are many herbal remedies and traditional uses of this plant, including the flowers, seeds, and root. But there is considerable danger in taking the seeds in large quantities as they contain heart toxins that can affect the heart and stomach systems. For thousands of years, columbine has been used to treat a variety of skin conditions. You can crush the seeds or roots and combine them with the water to create a mixture that can be placed directly on skin rashes and irritation. It's also effective for mild acne, itchiness, as well as other plant-derived rashes. Columbine also works an effective pain reliever on various parts of the body. The same sort of mixture can be applied to bruises and strained muscles to reduce aches and pains. Using columbine on open wounds is not recommended as the toxicity could negatively affect the body if it gets into the bloodstream. Columbine has been used widely in the reduction of headaches. Using tiny amounts of crushed seeds and mixing them with the wine or water can relieve headaches quickly. the effects of Columbine on women have been known for generations. A small portion can be used to induce labor in pregnancy, and its effects can help to reduce bleeding after delivery. Also, Columbine is used by many herbal specialists to lessen menstrual bleeding and reduce some of the discomfort and symptoms connected with menstruation. Here we end today's edition of the Voice of Mongolia in English. Thank you for being with us and goodbye.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Baishte!